Italy has fascinating culture, beautiful scenery, amazing history, and warm, friendly people. Nobody knows Italy better than the host of How to Tour Italy. Here's Anthony Capozzoli on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the How to Tour Italy show, and I am very, very pleased and excited to have on our next guest, Chef Massimo Sellettino of the Mia Francesca restaurants here in Chicago. Welcome to the show, Chef Massimo.
Hey, good morning, Anthony. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited to have you on because I try to get a food and wine segment in every show, and I'm excited to have someone with your background, training, and skill on the show to talk a little bit about not only the Mia Francesca restaurants, but what makes Italian food so great and probably the world's most popular food.
Well, I think it's the simplicity. You know, Italian food is all about, you know, few good ingredients put together and, you know, and that's all you got, you know?
Yeah, I agree. That's one of my favorite things. I mean, even if you aren't a fabulous cook at home, I mean, you can learn some of the kind of the basic techniques of Italian cooking and come up with some pretty good dishes. I mean, nothing like you'd find, of course, at Mia Francesca's, done by the experts. But I like to try my hand at home and do things, you know, pasta fagioli and bruschetta and different things. And I think I'm not too bad. I'm not at your level, but I think I'm okay.
That's good.
So let's talk a little bit about Mia Francesca's a little bit and, you know, how you got started there and a little bit about the menu and kind of your inspiration behind the food that you serve there.
Well, everything started, I've been working for the company now for the last 10 years. Actually, next week on Valentine's going to be 10 years anniversary for myself.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so, and the time really flew so fast. But everything started when Scott Harris and two of his good friends, Michael Noon and Terry Alexander, get together in 1992 and open up a Mia Francesca and Clark.
Sure.
That's how they started. And, you know, they started with a little small place, and their vision was, you know, to have a cute, like a casual Italian trattoria with good, friendly atmosphere and great food at a fair price. That was their vision. And since then, I mean, you know, the rest of the history, I mean, we company now have a 16 restaurant all over Chicagoland.
Yeah.
And actually getting ready to open two new ones pretty soon, like in the next couple of months. So
that's great.
Chicago, so.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I live in Naperville, Illinois, here, and I go to La Sorella quite a bit, and I love it. I go during the week, and I'm always excited because it's one of the few restaurants that actually has one of my favorite wines, Montepulciano d'Abruzzo, on the menu pretty regularly. So I'm always excited to have that there because I think it's one of Italy's most overlooked wines. And I, of course, love your pasta specials. I always kind of go with one of the red sauce specials since that's one of my favorites.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, I think we do a pretty good job. You know, and like the way I say, so again, it's all about, you see, because my job is to find the best ingredient, the freshest ingredient at the best price, you know, and offer, you know, to the customer.
I agree. And,
you know.
So let's talk a little bit about that. What are some of your favorite dishes? I know you probably like the entire menu, but if you had to make a suggestion to the listeners, what would you recommend that they enjoy? And one of the things I should point out, though, too, is at the Francesca's restaurants, I think it's the most like eating in Italy, I think, for people. Like, you go to some other Italian restaurants, and they've kind of Americanized things. And what I like about the Francesca's restaurants is that isn't the case. I mean, you really get a true Italian dining experience, which until you enjoy and embrace, it's difficult to describe. So I guess with that, maybe tell us a little bit about one or two of your favorite dishes and one of the recommendations you might have for some of the listeners.
Sure. Well, we have a few items. I mean, like you said, everything is good. I mean, you know.
Of course.
But we have a few core items that really people always request and they're always pretty much in the menu. And one would be like the ravioli, the spinaci with the quattro formaggi sauce, with the four cheese sauce. That's one of our signature dishes. And then what we call il pollo alla romana, is the, you know, the half roast chicken with herbs, rosemary, garlic, white wine sauce. That is also really good. But, you know, don't forget, a lot of times people come to Italian restaurant and they think, pasta, lasagna.
Right.
But don't forget, we do also great things with seafood, you know?
Sure.
With, you know, seafood dishes, you know, from like our tilapia funghi to the roasted swordfish that we call the mia notte, because what we do, we oven roasted the tomato overnight.
Oh.
With the artichoke, you know. So, I mean, we have a good variety. And also, don't forget that we change the menu every 2 weeks. In the old days, we used to change every day. And then, you know, it was kind of hard to change every day. So now we change every other week. So we always change the menu. We give, and there's always good variety of item on the menu. Very versatile, you know, so.
Yeah, I have to speak from first-hand experience. The Pollo Romano is one of my favorite dishes at the restaurant. I get that, or the whitefish as my second course almost every single time, and I love it. I've never been steered wrong, and what's great is I try to save a little bit so I can have some for lunch the next day because it's so great.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, you get a big enough portion, I think.
People like you.
Yeah, that's right. It's good stuff. And so maybe let's talk a little bit about kind of your culinary background. I mean, you're from Calabria, Italy.
Yeah, well, I was born in Calabria, but then actually I was raised north of Italy.
Oh.
I mean, we moved north when I was very young.
Wonderful. So did you do you feel that you've got, as far as the regional touches of Italy, what region do you think you get most of your feel for the kitchen from? Would you say Tuscany, Umbria?
Well, you mean regarding myself? Or
yeah, yourself.
Don't forget, my parents, I mean, my mom, she's Sicilian, and my dad, Calabrese. So we have a lot of, you know, growing up at home, I mean, you know, the love of the mother making food for the family is always great.
For sure.
So, I mean, you know, we definitely have a good southern background, but growing up in north of Italy, it worked kind of all over, like Venice, Florence, Milan. So I kind of, I'm kind of specializing like in regional cooking, actually, I mean, overall.
Sure. That's great. In fact, one of my favorite things from Calabria is the soppressata. I think that that is one of the single best cured meats you'll find in the whole of Italy, I believe.
Yeah, that's one funny thing. Actually, my mom and dad were just in town for the holiday, and they always sneak a little soppressata, you know. They shouldn't, but they did.
That's good stuff, and I try to do the same when I come back.
Yeah, and my dad still makes his own, so, you know.
Oh, that's fantastic. I used to do that with my grandparents. You know, we'd make sausage cured and different things, even fresh. And it's one of my favorite memories is, you know, jarring tomatoes, making soppressata and different dishes. And this way you've got wonderful food throughout the year, including the winter. And it's something that I think everyone should try, even if they've got no experience doing so.
Yeah.
It is
awesome.
It is.
It's a great feeling, you know?
It really is. And it turns out, you know, even if it doesn't turn out great, you made it yourself, so it always tastes a little better than you think.
True. Especially with a bottle of wine, it tastes even better, right?
Even better, that's right. So which of the restaurants do you, you know, put the apron on and get to work in? I mean, do you kind of go around to different Mia Francescas and spend time at each of them, or tell us a little bit about that?
Actually, it's two of us. Me and my friend Laura, we work together because, like I said, we have 16 locations now, so we kind of split up the restaurant among us two. But that's what we do. You know, we try to come up with new dishes. You know, I mean, well, nobody reinvents the wheel. You know, right now.
Sure.
We try to make sure that across the border, we are very consistent. You know.
Sure.
We offer a great value, so that's what we do. You know.
Yeah, I think it's true. And one of the other things on the menu are your pizza options. You've got usually three or four different pizzas on a weekly basis. And I'm a big fan of the Quattro Stagioni. I think that's one of the best.
Yeah, it is a great pizza. It's kind of different because, you know, a lot of time people kind of get scared of the eggs in the middle of the pizza. But then when you actually come to the table and you break the eggs and, you know, you kind of spread it around, it's really great, feeling a great flavor.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And
oh, it's just awesome.
Well, we've got about, you know, 5 or so minutes left, and one of the food items I was hoping to talk about is bruschetta, and a little bit about not only how wonderful it is at Mia Francesca's, of course, but one of the secrets for people to enjoy at home. I think that most people think that bruschetta is simply, you know, diced tomatoes, a little bit of basil, olive oil, but I think that they're wrong in that. I mean, I've had it throughout Italy, and I think that bruschetta is one of those dishes that it's completely different region by region. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Actually, it's different from town to town.
Yeah, exactly. So do you have one or two secrets for the home chef on how to make a really nice bruschetta at home?
Well, the best thing, first of all, you have to start with a great bread. You want a good Italian country bread. You know, you can use a French baguette also is really good. But the main thing in a bruschetta is the bread. You know, and then, sure, I mean, you can do with or without tomato.
Sure.
You know? So you start with a good, like, example, I'll give you an example. Last time when I was in Naples, the way they do it, which I thought was really cool, you know, they take the bread, they put it over the grill, or if you have a grill, or you roast in the oven, you know, you drizzle with a little extra virgin olive oil, and then you brush it with the whole garlic clove, and then you squeeze it, right, the fresh plum tomato, you squeeze it right over. And, they brush, yeah, that's how they eat it. And that's their bruschetta.
See, now that's interesting. That sounds fantastic, actually.
You know, they use those San Marzano tomato, you know?
Yeah.
You squeeze it right over, just fresh. You just, you know, you rinse it. They don't chop or anything. Just squeeze the juice out on the bread. That's it. And then with the rest of the tomato, they make it a salad. So cool.
That is nice. One of the other bruschetta styles that I like a lot is, as you mentioned, the toasted bread. And I get this normally in, you know, around Siena, up in Tuscany, in that region there. They simply put wonderful olive oil, and usually it's the new olive oil. So would you say olio nuovo, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then a little bit of the cheese from the region. And it's truly just an amazing way to have a bruschetta. And there's no tomatoes, just olive oil, a little tiny bit of salt, and some of the cheese. And it's a delightful way to enjoy bruschetta, I think. So those are very easy things to make at home. And I have to admit, that's one of the other dishes. I usually go with three or four people, so with the Mia Francesca's. And what I like about that is we can get a couple different appetizers to kind of get a nice mix on the table. We get the pastas, and I try to go, you know, the first through dessert course process, and then I end with a grappa and a little espresso, something nice, and by then I'm super full.
Drive you home, right?
That's right. That's great stuff. And well, wonderful. And I know that the sommelier you have on staff at Francesca's, and forgive me, I forgot her name. If you could just mention
Lisa Mango, she's one of our sommelier. Yes.
Lisa Mango, yeah. And you do have a wonderful, wonderful wine selection. I think that what I like about it most is it's diverse, and it's not just overly packed with some of the standards you might see at other Italian restaurants. And don't get me wrong, I love Chianti, but I think Italy has so many other wines to offer that Francesca's does a great, great job of not only producing, but a good price on the bottle, by the glass or by the bottle. So congratulations to Signora Mango. She did a very good job.
Yeah, and we have a couple other people that they work together. Actually, we send them to Italy like once, twice a year. So, you know, so they can bring us back the newest, you know, the wine nouveau or whatever they can find different region of Italy, Abruzzi, Molise, you know.
Sure.
Region that people don't know.
That's great. I do love it. And so tell us a little bit about the two new locations. We got about 2 minutes here, so I'd love to hear a little bit about your two new locations for Francesca's and see if we can't drum up some business for you guys.
Oh, thanks. Well, we open up. We're getting ready to open up a new location right downtown LaGrange by first week in March. And then by mid-April, we have a new location right downtown Oak Lawn, right on 95th Street.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. So everyone going, please visit the new locations and support the Francesca's restaurants and staff. They, I think, do some of the best Italian food in the Chicagoland area, and it's definitely a real treat. So congratulations on the new restaurant locations, and thank you so very much, Massimo, for being a guest on the show today.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure is all mine. Thanks. It was really nice talking to you.
Oh, I loved it myself, and I will be at La Sorella probably tomorrow for dinner, so I'll let them know that we talked.
Yeah, and don't forget to ask for Lisa Mango. She's going to be there tomorrow.
Oh, good. I will definitely do that then.
All right, Anthony. Take it easy.
All right, Massimo. Ciao. Grazie tutte.
Ciao.
All right, everyone. Thank you so very much. That was Chef Massimo Salatino of Mia Francesca's, and I am very, very pleased to have had him on as a guest. And please do everything you can to go to the Francesca's restaurants that exist today and the two new locations. Don't be afraid to try the whitefish and the Polo Romana. It's wonderful. And I'd now like to introduce next week's show. We're going to be talking about how to use the trains in Italy and reading the signs in Italian so that you know how to get from A to B and don't walk over the tracks but under them. And we're going to have Judy Paceba from Someone's in the Kitchen and then Mr. John Goldsmith, the chef owner of Spaccanopoli, some of the best pizza in the traditional Neapolitan style you'll find in the Chicagoland area. So thank you, everyone. Thanks, Angela Nickerson, and grazie, Chef Massimo. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Ciao.